Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
It's time for our Monday morning house call. Northwestern Medicine immediate care physician, Dr. Sindhu Adderson, joins us. Doctor, hello to you. What I want to talk to you about is the risk of COVID. And I think we've all done this calculation in our brains. We go to a big gathering and then we start feeling a little sick and we're thinking, wait a minute, was I exposed long enough to get COVID? And there's some information about the duration of exposure now, isn't there?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What they're seeing now, there's been some new studies where, you know, about they've kind of reviewed essentially 7 million exposure notifications, and in 80% of these cases that lead to a positive test, usually they've been around someone with COVID-19 about an hour or longer, which is interesting because previously, you know, we always assumed, you know, 15 minutes after 5 to 7 days from a recent, you know, encounter, you might be test positive. But yeah, about an hour and a longer is what they're finding from the data.
Now, this has to do with droplets in the air and being close enough to somebody to inhale those droplets. Is that it?
Yes. Generally, respiratory droplets are, if you're within like 6 feet of a person, and these respiratory droplets can spread to another person. And if two people are unmasked, that also leads to an increased risk of exposure. The risk of exposure of getting, you know, infected goes down significantly once people are masked, but it's that within 6 feet unmasked, you know, for longer periods of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. So, I mean, you know, whenever during this period where COVID is around and it's back again, I have always tried to figure out keep moving when I'm in a mass gathering. It sounds like that's the idea here.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're ahead of the game. Generally, if you were to keep, you know, that limits the risk significantly because you're not within, you know, that 1 hour period. However, they do report that if you have a lot of short exposures in a row, that can amount to some significant risk as well, such as bus drivers. You know, they're a group of people who are at an increased risk of COVID. Namely, you're not spending a ton of time with one passenger, but you're meeting hundreds of passengers a day. That adds up.
Oh, I get it. On a brighter note, maybe another reason why a dark chocolate is something good to eat and healthy. What's the research on this now?
Yeah, they're saying that dark chocolate has cocoa, which cocoa is rich in flavanols, and the higher percentage of cocoa in your chocolate, the more health benefits are possible. And it's mainly they're finding is dark chocolate is a good source of fiber, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, and zinc. And if you're taking these more natural forms of cocoa, that leads to some improvement in your health and lowering high blood pressure.
So we can add that to the list of possible good things to control blood pressure. That's interesting. But then the other side of it, of course, the fats. That's not good, is it?
Yes, that part is not good. And, you know, increasing your blood sugar, particularly for those who are diabetic, also not good. But, you know, they found that the study was interesting and finding that a lot of people can benefit from decreasing their high blood pressure, you know, because that also decreases your risk for certain cardiovascular diseases.
Yeah, mentioning diabetes, that reminds me about Ozempic, which, of course, was used to treat diabetes. And now it seems like everybody in the world is using it for weight loss. Where do you stand on that?
Generally, I think it is a very, like, impressive medication. We've seen some great results from it. Generally, if you're someone who qualifies, i.e. your BMI is over 25 and you have a risk factor like diabetes or hypertension, or BMI over 30, and, you know, those medications are game-changing breakthroughs in medicine at this point, and it really can decrease the risk and improve someone's quality of life significantly. So I'm a big fan.
Yeah, how long do you stay on Ozempic if you're taking it for weight loss?
The thought is with Ozempic and obesity in general, it's a lifelong illness, right? So the assumption is you're likely going to be on it for long periods of time. You want to maintain some like lifestyle modifications of, you know, healthy, high protein, low fat diet and exercise and things like that. But the thought is you may need to be on it for, you know, long periods of time or for the foreseeable future. There are people who tend to, you know, space it out a bit based on, you know, different physicians' practices, but it's really intended to be used long term.
And has it been around long enough for the studies to have been done on the safety of long term Ozempic?
Lately, what we've seen is this class of medications have been around for several years. So people have been, you know, like monitoring it for side effects and things like that. And like they've done these a lot of studies in animals and, you know, the risks are very well documented. A lot of like slow, you know, gastroparesis, things like that, slow movement of food through your abdomen. But generally people are finding it well tolerated and safe as long as you're being evaluated by a physician or an provider, healthcare provider.
And before we let you go, Doctor, you're with Northwestern Medicine Immediate Care, so you would know what's going on with COVID and the flu, and what are you seeing in the past week?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing still a significant bit of flu currently. We're seeing a little bit of a decrease in COVID. Recently, Chicago Department of Health released their surveillance report. Currently, the hospital admission level is at a medium in Cook County. COVID positivity rate and test positivity has decreased from 9.9 to 8.3. But the flu activity is high, but is also decreasing slightly. So still fairly prevalent in the community, but, you know, just gotta try to stay safe.
Yep. All right. Let's go have some dark chocolate for breakfast, Dr. Sindhu Anderson. Appreciate it, as always. Have a good day.
Of course. Have a lovely day. Have a great week.
Thank you.